that over the last several weeks, just kind of the whole idea of what motivates us to pray, what inspires us to seek to have a prayer life. It's one of those things that we know that we should. That's sort of what we kind of read in the scriptures, that as Christians we are to have to be praying. But we need that motivation. But kind of as we thought about that, and as it begins here, that since prayer is not only a tremendous privilege, but also an absolute necessity, not only is it a blessing to be able to pray to the Father, not only is it something that we need to pray to Him to get our needs answered, and also the thought, well, this can be a tremendous ministry that I can have to other people, then when we think of all those things, then that does motivate us to pray. And it causes us to say, well, I need to make prayer a priority. If this is so important in my life, and we think about it, well, if God calls me to have a relationship with Him, that of any relationship I have, my relationship with Him should be my priority. And knowing that even the better relationship I have with my Lord, the better I'm going to get along with everyone else in my family. All my other relationships are going to be blessed as a result. And then also thinking, well, boy, there's so many needs. There's people all around me that need to be prayed for. People all around the world that need to be prayed for. I want to make it a priority. But when we ask ourselves, well, how do I actually make prayer a priority? Because it's one of those things, it can be like we do New Year's resolutions, where it's like, okay, I resolve to pray more, but then we don't really kind of have any idea how we're going to do that, and it can be kind of discouraging. We make New Year's resolutions on New Year's Day, and then before the week's up, usually we've already broken them, and we're so discouraged and things. But it's a thought, if we want to make anything a priority, and especially prayer, we need to develop some kind of plan. Like, how am I going to make it a priority? How am I going to change my life so that prayer is a bigger part of my life? What do I have to do? And it's kind of the thing, is that it'd be the same as someone say you had something you're trying to stop doing. You kind of make a plan. Well, I'm not going to go to, say, if you're a smoker, you're trying to learn to quit smoking, like you'd say, okay, well, I'm going to try to avoid going places where I would buy smokes or just different things. Like you start to think out your day so that you try to avoid certain things that kind of trigger your cravings and other things like that. And that's for stopping something bad, but this is for starting something good. And so it's, how do I do that? What steps can I take? And so trying to develop some kind of plan. And someone has said, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Or another one has said that if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. And it's kind of the way I'd like to pray more, but I think a lot of us, and myself included sometimes, is like, well, I don't really take any steps to further that. And so it's kind of thinking, well, how can I actually do that? But as well, we recognize prayer is a spiritual exercise. And so that's part of the problem with it, that this isn't something like just starting a new hobby like collecting stamps or quilting or something like that, that just is sort of something to do that's just kind of fun. This is something where there's part of you that's always fighting against it. And you can think of it that you, in some ways maybe we've developed some bad habits in the flesh, and those are hard to overcome, and these are good habits we're trying to start. But what do we recognize with the flesh? That it knows, well, if prayer becomes a priority in this person's life, then I'm not going to be on the throne anymore. I'm going to have a really rough time of it, so I better dig in as much as possible to try to prevent this person from praying more. And so that's what is going to happen, that we're going to see that. That as you try to pray, the flesh is going to fight against that. And so that gives us all the more reason. Well, I need to become more focused, more deliberate on making prayer a part of my life. Because it's kind of the thing. It's not just going to happen, just sort of one day automatically, bing. It's like suddenly I'm a prayer warrior. It's sort of taking that time of training and learning from the Lord and seeking Him and seeking to learn even to pray. And so as we go through this, I want to make it clear that I don't want it to sound like, well, sort of this is sort of the five-step plan to a perfect prayer life, that you do this and this and this, then suddenly, ta-da, your prayer life will be just amazing. Because it is something where you're learning to do it, and it's an exercise that you do with the Lord, that it isn't something where kind of I'm going to kind of do these things and then suddenly my prayers will be answered and everything will be good. Because that's almost what we tend to sadly look at prayer like, is it's sort of, well, I want to get what I want, and so what do I got to do to convince God to give me what I want? And that's not what prayer is about at all. That we're missing the point, that it isn't. Because really all that is kind of a magic thing. Well, if I say this incantation well enough, then that'll convince the gods to grant my request. And that's not at all what we're doing at all. But we want to start, we want to seek the Lord and seek to make it a priority, develop a plan. And as we go through these things, you might find, well, this might not work for me exactly, but I want you to think, well, okay, well, God's made you a little differently, perhaps, in different way, but He does want you to pray, so He's going to help you one way or the other. And so these are like suggestions. And if you find a different way to do it, as long as you're getting to that point of praying more, then that's the key. But first of all, we want to think of the idea of finding time for prayer. Finding time for prayer. And we want to get to a point, at some point in our life, where we actually fulfill what it says that we're to pray without ceasing. As it talks about 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Luke 18:1 says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. So we're like, boy, I'd like to be able to pray without ceasing. But sometimes it's like, we try to start that and it's like, we stumble so much at that. It's like, boy, I didn't even hardly pray at all today. I didn't pray without ceasing. And it's kind of, we set our sights too high with that in some ways when we're just starting out. But it's not to say that we're not ever going to get to that point where we pray without ceasing. But we have to start somewhere. And you don't want to say, well, I can never get to that point, so I'm just not going to ever try. It's like, okay, well, can I take some steps towards that? Can I at least start with having a time where I could pray, that a specific time each day that is set aside for prayer. That's at least somewhere to start. That even if we didn't, if we weren't prayer warriors, at least if all of us, we'd say, well, I have this specific time of prayer, and it isn't just kind of a mechanical kind of thing that I do just because I'm supposed to, but it's actually my time with the Lord, and it just blesses the day, it changes my perspective. It's so refreshing that you want that. Or a time where it's like, where you've been praying for other people, you've held them up in prayer, and you're just looking to see what God's going to do in their life as a result. That's, we want to have at least some time in the day that we could say that's, we've had that time. So it's trying to find that time, trying to to have that moments with the Lord. We want it to become more than just moments, but have it to be really, you could say, quality time. Like, we want to have, in a sense, praying without ceasing. We want to have the quantity time of praying without ceasing, but we also want it to be quality time too. And so that we focus on that of what we do have, that it counts, then as it builds, then we'll be able to pray more. But it's a thought, if we're seeking to make prayer a priority in our lives, we do actually need to make time for prayer and schedule time each day for prayer. Because it's the thought that, what is the flesh going to do? It's always going to say, well, you're too busy, or something's happening, and it's like, well, this time isn't going to work. That you say, okay, well, I'm going to get up early in the morning, and I'm going to pray. But then you wake up in the morning, and the flesh just kind of says, oh, you're tired, you need more sleep, stay in bed. So you hit the buzzer, and then it's like you wake up, oh, got to get to work. And so you're driving into work, but then your flesh says, well, you need to think about all these worries of the day and things, and so your mind's totally not thinking about that, and then you're basically all through work, you're thinking about other things, and then you realize, boy, I never had time to pray. And then you think, okay, well, it'll take some time during my lunch hour, but then somebody walks in just as you're going to pray, and says, I can't do it then. And then it's like, okay, well, I'll do it tonight when I get home after supper. But then you go sit down for a bit and you end up drifting off to sleep, and then you're like, oh, I didn't pray at all today. And again, it's the flesh that's always trying to get in our way of doing that. And so it's actually to say, okay, well, if this is to be a priority in my life, I need to make time for it somewhere. Because it's with any other kind of relationship that we have that we say, well, I have to make a priority for it. Like, as husband and wife, we say, well, we need to make time to have a relationship between the two of us, that we have time to talk and things, so that, because if we don't talk, then it's going to get to a point where we don't know what we're thinking, and we're going to kind of get into arguments with each other. Or with our kids, that it's like, well, we need time, children to parents, just to be able to have that part in their life, so that our children don't kind of leave home and want nothing to do with us. We want to develop that bond, so we make time. And so it's the same with the Lord. Well, He's important to me, and He wants me to come to Him. He loves me, and He wants to help me through my day, and so I need to make time for Him. So trying to do that. So then trying to think, well, what time do I pray during the day? And we're to pray without ceasing, so we recognize really any time during the day is a good time to pray. It isn't something where, well, I have a real need, but it's like, it's not my prayer time, so I'm going to have to wait to pray. That's not what we do. But we recognize, yeah, you can pray at any time, yes. But while any time during the day is a good time to pray, it would seem from the scriptures that mornings are a good place to start. Mornings. We see that in Mark chapter 1 and verse 35. Mark chapter 1 and verse 35. And this speaks of Lord Jesus. It says, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, He went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And we see this is our Savior, and He leaves us an example that we're to follow in His steps. And we see for different reasons why morning could be a good time to pray. We see, first of all, that it can be a way of giving God first priority in our day. That says Psalm 63, verse 1, O God, Thou art my God, early will I seek Thee. And it's the idea that with so many things, we want to give God our best, we want to give God the first. We give Him the first fruits of all our increase, we give Him the first day of the week, and it's the idea, we give Him the first part of our day. And it's just a way of showing, well, Lord, you're first to me. That it's something that we don't want to just have it, well, if I have time for you, Lord, I'll fit it in. But it says, okay, well, Lord, before anything else happens, I want to give part of my day to you. Secondly, it can allow us to have time with the Lord before being distracted by everything else. That it's kind of the thing that if a person can get up and before anything else is going on, that can just spend some time in prayer, that it can help a person. Whereas if you wait till later, then it's like you have all these other things going on, and then you don't necessarily have that time to pray, or you're not being able to be focused because there's too many things going on in your mind. But then thirdly, we can have the blessing of having been in His presence at the beginning of the day, go with us throughout the day. That just we spent time with Him and He gave us peace, that we had different worries. Say we'd been up during the night, we hadn't been sleeping very well, but we get up to pray and we say, Lord, I need You to deal with these things. And He does, and He gives us peace. And then through the rest of the day, then it's not a worry anymore. And it's a way to start the day off well. And so that's an idea, and we see that different other people. It seems like Abraham would rise up early in the morning. And so there can be a blessing to that, to getting up in the morning. But we recognize from the scriptures that other times are good too. That Psalm 55 verse 17, it says, evening and at morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. We think of Daniel, he prayed three times a day. Luke 6 and verse 12, we see that Jesus said, it says, it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. That he sometimes he got up early in the morning to pray, and sometimes he went out late at night to pray. So it's something like, you can think of it, well, whatever person I am, I said, well, I'm really not a morning person, that doesn't work for me. Well, okay, well, maybe you're an evening person. Maybe if you're alert and you have a hard time getting to sleep until like later, then maybe plan out a time before bed, while I'm still alert, I'm going to spend that time praying. That's a good thing to do. And whatever place, whatever time of the day you find, say, this is the time that I can devote to the Lord, and you want to make it a priority so that nothing gets in the way of that time. And so it's kind of the thing. It's like if you're going to get up in the morning to pray, if you want to make that a priority, then part of it you need to say to yourself, okay, well, I need to get to bed early so I'll be alert enough to be able to get up to do that. Because it's kind of like if you're going to go to work the next day, you make sure you get a good sleep beforehand so that you make it to work. Or say if you got like a flight out and you're going on a vacation, but you couldn't get a later flight, you had to get a really early flight, and you have to be there 2 hours ahead of time, and so you start doing the math and you have to like wake up at like 3 a.m. so you can get there to be on your plane. Like, you're going to go to sleep earlier if you can, if at all possible, to make sure you don't miss your flight, because it's a priority. And it's the same with, if we're going to pray to the Lord, well, this is a priority. And the flesh is saying, oh, no, stay up, kind of watch the late news kind of thing, even though there's nothing that's changed from the early news. But instead saying, well, no, I need to kind of cut the flesh off at the pass kind of thing, like not give him any strength kind of thing. Just say, okay, I'm going to be well rested so then I can get up and focus on this. Or it's kind of the thing, if I'm going to do it in the evening, then I kind of plan ahead, okay, maybe at this time I make sure my phone's off, make sure these other things are off, make sure the house is quiet, and so that I can have my time. And valuing that. And it's not to say that things don't happen. Like sometimes I know with, and probably as parents have found that like you have some time that you're thinking to do, but then your child might wake up early or wake up in the middle of night being sick or whatever, and things don't always happen the way you want, but it's trying to always get back to that. Well, this is a priority. Things happen, but I need to find time for it because this is a valuable thing to do. So we first of all want to think of that, of finding a time for prayer. But then as well, it's good to find a place for prayer. And in teaching on prayer, Jesus speaks of us having a closet. A closet, a room where we can have some privacy. A room in which we can shut ourselves in and be alone with God. And Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, it says, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee only, openly." And it's that thought of having a place. And when we think of a closet, of course, I think closets back then were a lot bigger than closets now. For us, we have like a clothes closet or a broom closet. And the thought of trying to cram ourselves into one of those to pray just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. But the whole idea of it, it's a chamber, a place. Usually it was a place for storage, but it was a place that had a little bit of room. But it was usually somewhere where there wasn't like a window out from it. It was a place that you could shut the door and no one else could see, and it'd be just you and God. And so when he's saying that, there's a significance to that. And I think for each of us, it's helpful for us to find some place that is quiet with no distractions so that we can focus on our time with the Lord. It could be something like, and of course this would be more during the summer months, but say if you have a deck or something where you watch the sunrise in the morning and that's a time to pray. And nobody else, you're up early enough, no one else is around. Or it could be a place where everyone else has gone to bed, and this is just a place that you go to where no one else is going to distract you. There's no like kind of radio or phone in the room, or just some place that's quiet. And each of us, I think, it's good for us to find that place that we can come to and just spend time with the Lord, where we can kind of get set up. That sometimes it could be maybe need to get like a cup of coffee to get going, but just kind of sit in a chair and pray or wherever it might be. I know sometimes I make the mistake, well, I find too comfortable a place to pray sometimes and I end up falling asleep when I'm trying to pray. But finding that and just saying, okay, this is a priority, this is the time I'm going to pray, this is the place I'm going to pray, I'm making sure there's not any distractions, anything that's going to get in the way. And so then I start to learn to pray. And that's, again, this is just, as we see, part one of getting started. But as thing, it has to start somewhere with us. And at least if we can do that, because it's like we're there and it's like we really don't have a clue how to pray ourselves. We need the Holy Spirit to come alongside us. But just to have that time where we say, okay, Lord, I'm ready. Please help me to pray. And we start and we stumble and stammer. But at least we're starting. And that's what the Lord wants to see in us, that we're making that attempt. We're, in a sense, trying to stir ourselves up to take hold upon God, that that He's going to bless our efforts, that it isn't something when we do it with the right heart, that we're not doing it just kind of out of, well, this is what I'm supposed to do, but this is important, this is what I need to do, what I want to do, then God's going to come alongside us and help us with so much of it. So any thoughts or questions on what we've gone through this evening? All right. Well then, let's turn to our last hymn, which is number 328.